Murray, when Roe overturned, women's rights were ripped away, chaos ensued. By Pam Key on June 21, 2023. Senator Patty Murray, DWE, said Wednesday on MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell reports that she believed since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, chaos ensued. Murray said, "We are going to the floor today to offer what's called the unanimous consent on a number of different bills to help protect the rights of women in this country. Republicans have a choice. They can object and not allow us to proceed, but we believe this is a fight we have to be visible on." A year ago, Roe was overturned and women's rights were ripped away from them in the chaos that has ensued. And the impact to women and their health care is overwhelming. We are going to stand up and fight for women and show everyone what is at stake and invite everyone to be a part of this critical battle in our country. She added, "What we have seen since Roe was overturned is chaos in this country where a number of states are writing laws and impacting women in really restrictive ways. For example, state legislatures that are considering making it illegal for a woman to cross state lines to get access to health care. So one bill will be to protect women's right to travel in this country. We are seeing the right to contraception being attacked across this country and states threatening to take away the right for women to access contraception. We are offering an amendment that will allow women in this country the access to contraception. We are seeing women who are being tracked on apps on their phone for their personal information when they travel to get access to abortion care, and we are going to try and make it illegal for companies to use that data and that privacy to then go after women who have access to health care that she's chosen. These are a number of steps we are taking because this is happening in state legislatures. And we want everyone in this country, in the United States of America, to be able to access this care and not have these dangerous things applied to them." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.